Hey, today's learning from Nishma's Chaim Luz from Shai Moshe and Nil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. So Manachem or Moshe, it's the schus for Shleim Chaim Moshe Malka, Nim Brachma Sar Malka, Matritz Mefei Godina, and a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding by and started Simon Reish Mem Vav, and we are up to Sif Beis. Over here, we're talking once again the concept of Shvisas Kalim and Shvisas Behemtai. So we started yesterday with regards to the case of renting and lending your kalim to the guy for Shabbos, and we went through that. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis, Aser lahashel shum kli le'en Yehudi b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to lend a kalim to a guy on Shabbos. Now, essentially, the issue is going to be that you are not allowed to tell the guy to do anything that you're not allowed to do. And we're talking about over here a place that does not have a Erev, and someone's going to see the guy carrying the object out of your house. They're going to assume you told the guy to carry it, so which means you told the guy to do something that you're not allowed to do, and therefore, Mechaber tells us you're not allowed to do it. So the Vafilu be'erev Shabbos and Musamach l'Hashecha, erev Shabbos right before Shkia, the guy wants to borrow something. It's the same problem. Kol shein shehus leitziyam ipesach beis shel mashal kaidem chashecha. Unless if there is not enough time for him to get it out of your house by the time it gets dark. Nay, why? The person sees it will not know that the guy borrowed it from him, but will assume that the yid said, "Do me a favor, I need you to transport this someplace," and therefore, it's also because of Marisayan, because they will think that you told the guy to carry it out into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah. Shumkli, I know I feel a kalim shein oseh melacha. I feel a day rishayin. This has nothing to do, the Mishmeru is telling us, with what we learned yesterday, where we wanted to differentiate between a keli that you actually do malacha with and a keli that you don't do malacha with, because there had to do with the concern: did you tell the guy to do malacha on Shabbos? Here, the whole concern is: did you tell the guy to carry something into a makom that you're not allowed to carry something on Shabbos? So it makes no difference if it was a jacket, a pot, or an object that is used for malacha. The filah be'erev Shabbos imhu samach. We said if it's close, but also as a filah limker loy alita loy matana. It's not only lending it to him; you're not allowed to sell it to him. You're not allowed to give it to him as a gift. We'll see more about that in Reish Nun Beis. Ayin Shem Shabru Master Shafti Vesei. We'll see. We'll go through that over there. Right before Shkia, because the person is going to see it, they're going to assume that you commanded him to take it out. Now, some of us may have been thinking, okay, that's maybe only in a makam that has a real Rosh Hashanah. What about in a place that doesn't have Rosh Hashanah? But Philly done the less long Rosh Hashanah Gemura, even in where the Chavetz Chaim was living, there wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Today, whether there is a Rosh Hashanah or not, that's obviously a major machlokes in certain neighborhoods, which we'll get more into when we get to Hilchas Erev eventually. But right now, let's assume that you're living in a place that it's not a Rosh Hashanah Darais, it's just a Carmelis. The Amira Lein Yehudi Shvusu Afilo B'Mila D'Rabbanon. When it comes to Amira La'akum, which is a D'Rabbanon, is usher even if what you're telling them to do is a drabanan. We've had this already. So again, it's very important to differentiate. Amir la'akum, you're not allowed to tell them to do a drabanan too. We'll see that there's certain cases that we might be makel, but in general, you cannot tell a guy to do even a shvus. So even if you live in an area that carrying is only a drabanan, still you would have the same problem. V'imkein, therefore, ima ir mukefes choyma. If this is a walled in city, so this is the old city of Yerushalayim, the Mutal Atalta Bakulai, which you absolutely can carry over there. The Ein Yehudi Gam Kein Darsham, and the guy lives there in the city, Shari Lashian Kalim Shanaisa Malacha, and then you would be allowed to lend him Kalim that you don't use for Malacha. The Limkar Laskira, I would say, well, before that. So again, because the concern is someone's going to think that you told the guy to carry it in Shusarabim, or even in a Carmelis over here, that's not a problem because you're allowed to carry over here. So as long as the guy lives there, so you're not going to see him carrying him out of the city, it's allowed to, as long as it's an object that you don't use for malacha. So the guy wants to borrow a suit from me, I can lend him that suit, because what's their concern? There's nothing wrong with it. The guy wants to borrow a chainsaw from me, so then it looks like I told the guy to go do malacha for me on Shabbos, so that would be problematic. Okay, now, the limkar loy laskiroi asa, af bezesh, loyomer shemach of hiskalei b'Shabbos. Of course, to sell it to him or to rent it to him, you can't do it even right before Shabbos because somebody's going to say that you rented it him on Shabbos. Now, if it's a keli that you do malacha with it, so then even in a place that you're allowed to carry is also elim can you see me pass a place according to my Shabbos unless they get it out of the door of your house before Shabbos. Because if not, they're going to say that the guy is doing malacha for the yid on Shabbos. Okay, let's go to Sif Gimel. Aser lahasko. Now we're going to shift over. Till now we were talking in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, we were talking about Shvisas Kalim. Now we're going to move into a different topic, very interesting topic, not as negayah to us because we generally don't keep oxen to plow our fields where most of us live. But over here, we're going to be getting into the halacha of Shvisas Behemtai. So this has nothing to do with Maris Ayin. This has to do with the halacha of Shvisas Behemtai. I am not allowed to, even if he's renting it for the whole week, my animal is not allowed to do work on Shabbos. A person is commanded not only on his own keeping a Shabbos, but his also mitzvah on Shvitas Behemtai. So before we go to Ramah, let's see the Mishabur on this. Also Aska, Afilab Yom Rishain, Afilab Avlah. This has nothing. All that Terem before was to avoid the Marasayan. Over here, this is an actual problem of Shvitas Behemtai. So it doesn't make a difference if I rented him for the entire year and the money I'm getting is Bavlah. It doesn't solve the problem that your animal is working on Shabbos. Your animal's not allowed to work on Shabbos. Kadeshi Yasa Tzarklem is Shemi Yasa. I can't even rent it to him Stam. I can't just say, here, I'm renting you my animal for the next 2 weeks because the guy will likely work with it on Shabbos. Al Shvisas Behemtai, because we are commanded on Shvisas Behemtai, Viksiv. It says in the Pasuk, Laman Yaniach, so it should rest, Sharcha v'chamarecha, your Shar and your Chamar. V'af agav de hiske v'am behem elei nehudi. Now, the question is as follows, okay, maybe, how do I know that when I rent it out, maybe it's not mine. Maybe it now belongs to a gun, to the guy. Hakaimalon, the schiris like Kanya. We have a policy that when somebody rents something, he doesn't fully own it. He only has rights to use it. But the ownership remains with the person who rented it to him, the actual owner. Vahavala behemte she yisrael mitzuvel shvisasa. And therefore, it's still considered the behemah of the yid. The yeshaimrim, the lechumra, brinan, the schiris Kanya. Now, he warns us over here. The Mishabura that goes that somebody's going to pipe up and say, hold on, there's certain situations we say schiras is kanya, meaning that if I rent something, it's as if I own it. So which one is it? Do I own it? Do I not own it? So he says, so he warns us not to have the problem that we go always lechumra. So in other words, we can argue that schiras renting is kanya, meaning it becomes yours. You can argue that schiras is not kanya, it's not yours, and therefore go lechumra. So in the case where my animal is rented to the guy for Shabbos, we say schiras like Kanya and Lachumra, and therefore it belongs to me. I'm a tzuv in the Shvisa. But Valkanim Yisrael Sacha Behemah Ben Yehuda. What a reverse! If I rented an animal from the guy, mitzuv al Shvisa Sai. Now we say schiras is Kanya, and I am a mechuyev to make a rent. So it goes both ways. Always Lachumra. So let's say I rented an animal from a guy, and therefore now I want to turn around and rent the animal to another guy, right? Hold on. Meanwhile, it's my animal, okay? But nochon lahachma kaven the who is the raisa. Now, the case I just said is not really true. So let me, because we're going to see, that would actually be a contradiction. So let's go back. I can't rent an animal from a guy and then have it work on Shabbos in an oifen that would be mutter. For whatever it is, the animal just goes, I leave the plow attached and it's working on Shabbos. Why? Because we say it's mine, okay? Now, here we're going to discuss the other case. What happens if I rented it for a guy? So he says there, that case, we can't say lechumra because there it's sharim imanavshah. Because no matter what, we're saying it's a suffix. Schiris is kanya, schiris is not kanya. If you say schiris is kanya, then the second guy owns it. If you say schiris is not kanya, then the first guy owns it. So in that case, if I rented it from a guy, and then I went ahead and I rented it to another guy for a week, so I don't have a problem with schar Shabbos or anything like that, so then no matter what, it's mutter. But if I don't have two guys involved in it, then we have to go lechumra in either direction. The im kana mehema me'en yehudi. Now, when we're not going to get into it, when it comes to a guy and a yid acquiring something, there's various different halachas when it comes to acquisition, what makes something mine, and there's different halachas that refers to how a yid is kind of something or how a guy is kind of something. Okay, so now what happened over here is I purchase. What happens if I purchase an animal from a guy, or I sold it, an animal to a guy? Okay, now when I sold it to the guy, he did mashicha, or when I purchased it, I did kesef. Now generally, a yid is kind of with mashicha, a guy is kind of with kesef. So, but if I reverse it around, it's a suffix if the kinyan is valid or not. Okay, I have a suffix to ladina. Therefore, I have to go to Chumra and make sure that the animal rests. You have to assume that if it's the case that I sold it to the guy, we have to assume that the guy's kinyan was no good and therefore it still belongs to me. It's a case that I purchased it from a guy, we have to assume that even though it's a suffix, that my purchase was effective and therefore it belongs to me and we have to have Shvisas Behemtai. Now let's go to Rama. Says the Rama, he says, although the guy is not allowed to work with my animal on Shabbos, I could rent it to him on the condition that he returns it to me before Shabbos. But I can't rent it to the guy and say, I'm making a condition, I'm renting it to you, but don't use it on Shabbos. The guy is not trusted on this. Let's see the Rama on this. So again, what the Rama said, that if I want to rent my animal to the guy, I got to make a deal. You got to give it back to me before Shabbos. You can't have it for Shabbos. I can't make it, not enough to make a deal with him. I'm renting you on the condition that you don't use it on Shabbos because we don't trust the guy that he's going to use it. Ein a Yehudi Naaman. Ein a Yehudi Naaman. The guy is not trusted. Umirtas nami loy mirtas loy lasis be malach. We know sometimes there's a concept that we can trust the guy because he has a certain fear and therefore he wouldn't do something wrong. Let's, without getting into, it's not a comparison, but without getting into deep into the halacha, so you can have a guy working in your kosher restaurant. He's maybe going to go ahead and do something. His mirtas, he's scared because the yid is nechnes v'yaitzi, he comes in and out. He has no idea when the boss is showing up. And therefore, he's scared to do something, not because he's scared about giving you treif, he's scared about losing his job. If the yid walks in and catches him doing something wrong, he's going to get fired. And that's, in halacha, there's a lot of things that we can trust a guy when he has a fear that's going to go against his personal self-interest, right? In human nature, he has a fear. He says, over here, when I rent the animal to the guy, and I tell him you're under condition, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, right? He's not scared. Why? The animal is wearing his property. Is the animal allowed to be in his property? Yeah, I rented it to him. Okay? So he's not worried that someone's going to catch him with the animal and say, well, hey, what are you doing with the Jew's animal? Right? Because he's allowed to have it. Somebody sees him working there, they know he rented it. He's allowed to use it. So he really doesn't have a fear. Okay, worst comes to worst, I'll get a little upset at him. I told him you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Right? And therefore, he's not going to have a fear, and therefore I can't trust him that he won't work it on Shabbos. Masha'en kein bereisha, k'shem masna she'achzir eni lekoidem Shabbos. When I rent it, then I make a deal, you got to return it to me before Shabbos. K'va kola shaylo v'aschiros koidem Shabbos. And therefore, his rental period ended before Shabbos. So he either is going to return it to me. If he's not going to return it to me, he's certainly not going to work with it, because if he's going to get caught, he's going to be viewed as a ganav. V'ayin l'kamon, Simon Shin Hey Sif Chav Gimel, and we'll see a little bit later on. Now he does bring down over here from Derech HaShulchan an interesting idea. If you're renting your animal to the guy, right? That it says like this: that if he rented it to the guy and you make the guy leave you a mashkin, some sort of deposit, right? In additional to the rental fee, he has to leave you a $500 non-refundable deposit if he's caught doing work on Shabbos, right? Then the Aruch HaShulchan says that you are allowed to go ahead and rent it to him and make a deal with him, right? That you're not allowed to work on Shabbos. And if you get caught working on Shabbos, I get to keep you $500 or whatever the object or whatever your object is over there, right? So there, why? Because you're not worried about it, because then the guy comes back. He has this fear that he's not allowed to work with it on Shabbos. Another point he brings in over here, which is actually for those anybody in Eretz Yisrael, could be very, very applicable, that people there own livestock, right? Maybe not for working, but they own livestock for wool, for goat cheese, you know, all these different kinds of things. And oftentimes the shepherd is a guy, right? There's a lot of, they use a lot of non-Jews as the shepherds, and you know, and also on Shabbos, they sometimes have to take the animals out in order to, so the animals should have what to eat, right? So, but how do you do that? So he says over there, the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're allowed to give it to him. Maybe he's going to go ahead and use the animal for some sort of work on Shabbos. He says there, when you give it to the shepherd, if he gets caught working with the animal, he can end up paying fines or going to court or getting arrested, right? He has no right. He only has a right to shepherd the animals. He doesn't have a right to work with the animals. So the same thing, same idea. That's what allows us to do it and give it to them on Shabbos, because they would also have a certain fear of doing something that they are not allowed to do. Okay, we'll stop over here and go back to the Mechaber tomorrow. Amitz Hashem.
Thank you.
Okay.